mitzvot, or your yaitu even if your shmurim are to mistake, well in advance. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the opinion of Rashi. Rashi and the Gemara doesn't say a word. But the Rishonim quote that this was Rashi's view, and this was based on opinions from the Gaonim, Shitas HaGaonim, that one is only yaitu the mitzvah of matzah, that the matzah shal mitzvah were baked l'shmo on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What is the mocha for this? It's based on the Yerzeruah quote in the name of Rashi, it's based on the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara discusses one who eats matzah on Leil Pesach to the Seder after Chatzos HaLaylo. The Gemara is not talking about Chatzos HaYom, the Gemara is talking about after Chatzos HaLaylo. Then is that one is supposed to eat Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach before Chatzos. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether this requirement is Min HaTorah or Min HaRabbanan. Abloz Min HaZayi is of the opinion, the Tanner of Abloz Min HaZayi says that if you eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos HaLaylo, you're not Yotzei Min HaTorah. And the Chachamim say no, it's only a Din Min HaRabbanan. So the Gemara says, what if you eat matzah this man? We don't have any carbon pesach. What if you eat matzah? What if you eat mara? What if you say mahalo? What if you have the whole this year is going to be a problem? Let's say, what if every year is a problem? What if you have, what if you do this seder late into the middle of the night, late after chatzos? This year chatzos is going to be an hour later. It's the same problem as every year. So what if you do the mitzvah salayla after chatzos? So the Gemara says that it depends. According to Rav Lozer ben Azaria, that the din of chatzos by carbon pesach is the din min haTorah. And we have a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach, so the din min haTorah would also apply to matzah. That you're not yotzei matzah unless you eat the matzah before matzah. So some rishonim extended eating to maror and to sipping tzitzis mitzrayim with the halal and the kodesh. You have to finish the whole works. The echad niyadeh that you can sing after matzah, but you have to conclude the arba kodesh. All the mitzvah halayla you have to finish. Ala gevna, api agevna. Also, that's not part of the haggadah. But you have to finish the whole Haggadah, all the mitzvah alive have to be completed before Chatzos. But if you hold like the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, and the Azariah, that the whole din of Chatzos is only with the Rabbanan, and the Torah, you're permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, kol alayla. And the only reason for the Gzeirah of the Rabbanan was, k'dei l'hachik t'sadim inu aveira, that you shouldn't come to the Achilas Noisor, that if you eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, he may not realize it, and it'll be Alois HaShachar, and Alois HaShachar is still pretty dark outside, it's pitch black outside, so it's like an hour and a half before sunrise, and you may not realize that it's a loss of shachar. So to prevent a person from violating the Issa Kores of eating noisa, so they forbid you with the Rabbanu from eating Korban Pesach after Chatzos. If that's the reason, this tam certainly has no application to matzah, because what will the grace of Avera be if you eat the matzah after Chatzos? So he said, Brachah Levatola, Alachilas Matzah. No, Brachah Levatola is only with the Rabbanu. So he didn't do the mitzvah. We're not going to make a gzeirah the Rabbanu because we're afraid he's not going to do the mitzvah. No, that's a kasha. I didn't work on that kasha. Rav Lozman Azariah was one of the participants in the Haggadah, so why didn't he go to sleep after Chatzos? If his opinion is that there are no mitzvahs halayla at all after Chatzos, why was he still talking to sleeping citizens, right? So some Achronim say that the other Tanoim didn't accept his view. So he Mishum Kvaidim of the others, so he didn't go to sleep. They were talking alone because they held the Shitasam, that Korban Pesach is called Alayla. And the Din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only Midir Rabbanan. So all the other mitzvahs apply even after Chatzos. So they were talking and learning. So he stayed up to listen to them. The other Achronim say no. The Zalevi, the Marshur, a lot of Achronim talk about this Kash. Other Achronim say no. Even according to Ablozim and Azariah, that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is only till Chatzos, from Matzah is only till Chatzos, but the mitzvah of Sipi Tzitzis Mitzrayim is kol alayla. Why should Sipi Tzitzis Mitzrayim be different? So they give explanation. So the Gemara there says that according to Ablozim and Azariah, how do we pass? Could we pass like Ablozim and Azariah now? It is a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. Rambam says the Chatzos is only with the Rabbanan, that you have to eat Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and Tosfos thinks maybe the din should be like Ablozim and Azariah, maybe the din of Chatzos is a din deraisa. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that we should be careful to eat the matzah before Chatzos. Because according to Rav Lozman Azariah, you have a hekesh between Korban Pesach and matzah, and you're not yotzei matzah after Chatzos. So that's all the Gemara talks about, whether it's required or not, to eat the matzah on Leil Pesach before Chatzos. The Gemara doesn't say a word about baking matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but this is what Rashi in the Gaonim add on, that once you have this hekesh between matzah, Korban Pesach, the Hekish doesn't only apply to the mitzvah of Achilas HaMatzah, it applies to the Hachonas HaMatzah. Hachonas HaMatzah, namely the Afiyah Lishmo, must be done at the same time as Hachonas HaPesach. The Shechitas HaPesach is only after Chatzos. There's Machlokes in the first parak in Zvochet. What if you shech the Korban Pesach in the morning of Yud Dalet Nisan? If you shech it on Yud Gimel Nisan, you shech it today on Beis Nisan, Gimel Nisan,
the kumtasa will be nifso belina. It's going to be too long if you wait till Pesach night. But what if you shech you dal it in the morning and eat it leil tezvav? Would that be good? So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the first paragraph as well. So ongenomen is that you have to bake the you have to shech the kumtasa after chazais. We shech it in the morning is no good. It says shafta also kol kal dasel beinu abayim. Beinu abayim means in the afternoon. So the Rashi and the Gaonim are of the opinion that the hekesh that exists between Korban Pesach and Matzah applies not only to the mitzvah sachila, applies also to the Asiyah. And the Asiyah sa-Pesach is the Shechita, so the Asiyah sa-Matzah is the Yafiyah. So you must bake your Matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and Matzahs that are baked before Chatzos, you just not yet. And all the Rishonim disagree. There's so many riots against this. It's unbelievable. Chilik, like, Rav Shlomo Vilna has in his sefer, Rav Soloveitchik always used to laugh at this. He thought that was a Chassidus and nice. But it comes from the Rishonim of the Negoinim. It's not a Chassidus. It doesn't come from a Chassidus. It comes from Rashi. It comes from the Negoinim. So Rav Shlomo Vilna has in his sefer, he thinks that even those who are makbid, even Rashi and the Negoinim who are makbid on this, they only mean midirabbanan. There are too many kashas to assume that this is a real dinderais. They meant to say that in the Rabbanon, you have to bake the matzahs after chatzos. Why is it that everybody else is makbid badafke to bake the matzahs way well in advance, way before Erev Pesach? So in Shulchan Aruch they say why everybody else is noig badafke to bake it well in advance. Because the din is that chometz b'pesach is the mashrut. Although in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have anything that's treif, and it gets mixed in with anything that's kosher, it's bottled b'shishim, if you have it arubas. But chometz, it gets mixed up. B'pesach is the mashul. Mashul means even though you have shishim heter against the one unit of iser, it's still not bottled. Now that din, a chometz b'mashul, applies b'tarubas b'pesach. What about if the tarubas occurs on Erev Pesach after chatzos? So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machloikis. The Rambam's opinion, the Rambam writes in Yeridei and Simon of Davishesh Matir and Simon Kudbeis, he says, the Rambam's opinion is, the chometz even bear a Pesach after Chatzos, after the Zman Iser, is also the Mashul. Not only on Pesach, when chometz is the Koreis, do I say the chometz is not bottled as the Mashul, even the Taruvah's chometz that occurs on Erev Pesach is also the Mashul. So the Rambam says, even though that's the Rambam's opinion, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass in Mikra Adin, the chometz is only the Mashul who bid Pesach because of Chumra the Koreis. The chometz that became the Sarah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, or Koshkin, if it became the Sarah in advance of Pesach, will be bottled. But because of the machlokes, the Rambam's opinion is the chometz on Erev Pesach is the mashu, so we prefer to bake our matzahs only with the rabbanon. Yeah, mashu is for sure only a gzeirah of the rabbanon. So we prefer to bake all of our matzahs well in advance of Erev Pesach after Chatzos, in case there will be a little mashu of chometz, so it will be bottled. The shayla is that, but once the chometz is bottled on week before, they bake the matzahs after sukkahs, bake the matzahs months in advance of Pesach. So what do you mean the chometz is bottled? But you don't eat it before, you eat it on Pesach. So why don't you say, but on Pesach now it should be the mashu? So that's what the Ramah raises an issue. Would you say that it's chayzev v'niyah? If you want to eat the matzahs on Erev Pesach after chatzos, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach after chatzos. Hechetimtze, matzah mel, whatever. The first one to eat the matzahs on Erev Pesach after chatzos, so we pass the chometz. If the taruvus would have occurred on Erev Pesach, we pass and it would be bottled. So if it occurred months in advance, so you can certainly eat it on Erev Pesach after chatzos. Or if you want to eat the matzahs on Pesach, or the matzah mel on Pesach, so why not say, well, chometz b'Pesach is the mashu? So that's what the Ramah calls the issue of chayzev v'niyah. And Issa was nisarei months in advance, had well over shishim before. And at that time it was bottled, but at that time it wasn't a geir to me. At that time there wasn't a risu chometz. Now when it comes Pesach, I say chometz is the mashu. So should I say that now that Pesach comes, the isur is chayzev v'niyah? The isur comes back again, a chometz should be the mashu. Or do you say no? Once the chometz is nisbatel, so it remains bottled and it's a heter. Oh, so the Ramah machlokes. The Ramah says machlokes. So the Ramah makes a compromise between lach b'lach as opposed to yovish b'yovish. If it's a tarubas of yavish biyavish, let's say I have a mixture of matzahs, pechodig and matzahs got mixed up with chometz and matzahs, and I can't identify which are which. So then the Ramah says if it's a tarubas of yavish biyavish, then even though it became the sarev in this battle before Pesach, when it comes Pesach again, it's chayzev v'niyah, and you're not permitted to rely on bittul b'roiv. But if it's a tarubas of lach b'lach, let's say I had the chometz dik schnapps got blended in with Pesach dik schnapps.
It's better.
Or the lach, or the batter we assume is lach b'lach, or kemach, flour, chometz dikah flour, and pesach dikah flour. So in Shulchan Aruch we pass that kemach b'kemach is lach b'lach. Lach versus Yavish doesn't matter whether it's dry or it's moist or it's wet. It depends on the nature of the tarubis. If it's a tarubis that has blila, that everything blends in together, that's called lach balach. So whenever it's a tarubis of lach balach, then the Rambam paskens once it's nisbatil kaidem ha-pesach, so it's not chayzer any of the pesach. I don't say that there are chametz in the masha, but if it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, yavish b'yavish means that there is no blila, it's a tarubis of suffering. It's a tarubis of identity. Is that the trefa piece? Is this a trefa piece? Is this a trefa piece? And then the Rambam says, even though it was nisbatil, kaidem ha-pesach, and you're permitted to eat it on er pesach eftach atzois, but on pesach night, you're not permitted to eat it because we say that it's chayzer any. So in the Shulchan Aruch they say that those who don't hold from the chumrah of davke baking the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, are makpid b'davke to bake the matzahs in advance, well in advance of Erev Pesach. Why? Because on Erev Pesach you have the machloikis, but the chametz is b'mashahu or not. So even though we're making and we paskin that the chametz is not b'mashah on Erev Pesach, but you may as well be machmer. And every time you bake matzahs, you're always going to have some mashahu chametz. It's not shaykh to avoid a mashu of chametz. So to bake matzahs on Pesach needs quite a zehiris gedolah to make sure you don't have a mashu. To bake before Pesach, so even if you have a mashu, so the dinner is that it's in the bath. If you go to a matzah factory, so you'll always see mashu chametz all over the place. In the container where they put all the flour and they mix the water, it's impossible, physically impossible, to clean out the thing and have no mashu there. And the big machines, they always have a mashu. There's always mashu chametz floating around. So all the mashu chametz that they have, they bake all the matzahs well in advance of Pesach, so that mashahu is butter. Why the shayla is, why not say that it is a klal of ema vatla nisa lachatchila? How are they permitted to bake matzahs well in advance, relying on beetle? There is a way, if they would stop all the machines, they would go very slowly and carefully, it would be possible things that they want to bake, tons and tons. So the Rashash writes a chiddush like that. The Rashash in his commentary on Sukkah, on Gemara Sukkah, is bothered. There's a mission in Sukkah that if you have schach on top of your Sukkah, and the majority of the schach is wood, that you broke off branches from the tree, and a miut of the schach is metal, and I need all the schach. If I won't have the metal, then I'll have chamas and merubim tzos, I'll have too much sunshine. And the tziruf of the shade from the metal schach, the pasul schach, with the wooden schach is what makes the sukkah kosher. So the Mishnah says that that's okay. Why? So Rashi says because it's bottle beroy. So the Mepharshim says, how can it be bottle beroy? It's nikar huiser. I can identify which is the metal, which is the wood. So they say, we don't care about the schach, we care about the shade. When you look at the shade, you can't tell if there's in this shade and that shade, all the shade looks the same, so it's bottle. So the Rashash is bothered with the kasha, but the Mishnah, the Gemara in sukkah, in the first paragraph, Yud Aleph, sound like you're permitted to do that lechatchila. You're permitted lechatchila to make a sukkah, being mezarf pasul eschach v'kosher eschach, as long as on the same level. There are rules and regulations. What happened to the din of emu v'atan isha lechatchila? The Rishonim asked this question. So the Rishonim give answers, and the Rashash gives his own answer. One of the Rishonim gives the Rashash's answer also. He says, whatever it's kodem sukkahs, so there's nothing wrong yet. To build such a sukkah on yontif is taka violation of emu v'atan isha lechatchila. That's pasul. But to build it on Erev Sukkah, before Sukkah, since it's not the Zman of the Yisr yet, it's not the Zman of the Tzul, so the Din of Eim Avat Nisla Chatchila doesn't apply. So he says, therefore, in his opinion, he says, it would be permissible to be Mevat Lachatchila. He says, when you're baking matzahs before Pesach, it's permissible Lachatchila to neglect and to leave alone the fact that you have Mashahu Chometz all over the place, because since it's before the Zman Yisr, there's no Din of Eim Avat Nisla Chatchila. Yeah, bake an Pesach, and you know that there is a mashu of chametz, and you know that there is. If you see a mashu of chametz, then according to that Rashash, you would have to worry about it.
When we bake hand matzahs, we make sure we wash the pan after every 18 minutes. We wash it clean and we dry it out. But there's no mashu. Maybe it's machines.
If you do it very slowly, but if you do it machines and they keep on doing it mass production, then it's not shy if they should stop the music all the time and start cleaning everything up. Worked al pashtus means that moving, but just because the machine is moving like this, is that considered the saskus? It's probably not. Saskus means that someone's hitting it, someone's banging it. Just the matzah sits there. And all the machines, there are pieces of mashu upon it that are sitting for a long time. They all get stuck and then it falls.
Sometimes it's
correct. Yeah. So if you do it before, so the Rashash is make all the shaylas, is that what we rely on? Do we rely on this Rashash? Question. Rashash wasn't the dayan until he was the Rosh HaKol, he was the president of the community, but he wasn't the dayan. So I don't know whether the Dayanim agreed with him, and he says, in his opinion, it's mutar lechatchila to be mevatel koidim, to be mevatel chametz koidim zman isus. So the person gave another kula. They say, if you're baking matzahs, and I take a little, I know I have a little piece of chametz, and I throw the chametz in, take it today, and I bake, that's take a violation, and they mevatel isus lechatchila. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is wrong, even though it's koidim zman isus. You're not allowed to do that. The same mevatel isus lechatchila. But here, when they bake the matzahs in the companies, they don't take chametz and throw it in the mezid of the miskate. They do the best they can, and they have to bake tons of matzah. And if they would want to bake such a volume of matzah and stop every 15 minutes to clean out all the kalim, they would be there all day and all night, and it would take them much longer than it takes them. And it takes them a long time as it is. So it's not that they do the mezid of the miskate and the mevatel. They try the best they can. And they mix the flour with the water, and then it turns out that there may be an isa there. There is a little bit of mashu chametz, and then it falls in. But it's too difficult for them to be medaktik on it. So in Yeridei, would it be that that's not a violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila? If it turns out al pi mikra that you happen to have an isa that fell in, and it's not your fault, you didn't do it b'miskaven, that's not a violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila.
Many years ago, I had a child with chocolate, so I saw that they were using some cream in the. When they make bitter sweet chocolate. And it's not on the labels. In Europe, it's not. So, I don't remember who. I made a shadow at that time. Okay. It was quality.
The cream is milk, you mean?
Milk cream. They can't put it in order to make it go smooth in the palate. So, they can't put it, like grease. They have to put it in something. So, they're putting cream. So, I made a shadow at that time. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was said that Abraham Buckley just will have to look. When he does that, you're not supposed to do it. But when it comes to your eating, you're not involved. It is already done. So that doesn't apply to the person who not buys it. Is there such a story?
Well, there is a din. If a Jew mixed in treifes lechatchila, then it's also low. It's also for him to eat it, or it's also lemishanasa b'shvilo. It's also for the one for whom it was mixed in. Then there's a machlekes in Yeridei between the Taz and the Avodah Zarah Gershuni. What if it was made for customers? Whoever's going to buy it, not for one specific person. Not that my wife cooks the food for me, and she throws in a little chazer fat, a little chazer schmaltz to make the soup taste a little better, but it's bottle b'shishi. She didn't do it to mezid miskaven for the members of the family. Someone manufactures, a Jewish person, mixes in treif ingredients, and he sells it to whoever wants, but he doesn't have any one specific person in mind. So the Taz is machna, and the Taz assumes that that's also called mishanasa b'shvili, even though there was no specific person intended. If it's manufactured by goyim, though, then you can't say that it's also mishanasa b'shvila. That's not called mishanasa b'shvila. But generally speaking, we're machma like the Taz. We assume that it is called mishanasa b'shvila. So here, that's the shaila. If you would consider this and all the matzah factors, you consider this the violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila, and it's made for the customers, they manufacture the matzahs for the customers, and you say, well, since the Jews, all the companies are Jews, who are making all the stuff, all the workers are Jewish, because that's from Imam Shchala. So they rely on the people from Imam Shchala. So obviously the Jews, the Goyim can't be Imam Shchala, all the workers are Jewish. So if you say, since they violated the din of ein mevatel isus lechatchila, so no one's allowed to eat the matzahs, because mishanasa b'shvila is us. The answer is that we assume, that's what it's been assumed for over 100 years already, since they instituted the matzah machines in Europe. We assume that it's not a violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila, because of the reasoning of the Rashash, that it's koidim zman isura, or because of the reason given in Shulchan Aruch, that they didn't do it b'mezid in the miskaven, just that it turned out like that, and they did the best they could.
I know it's going to happen.
Right, so Shulchan Aruch, they give cases like that. I know it's going to happen, and it's still not a violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila. They discuss using honey. Now, in honey, you always have dead bugs. You always have dead bees who produce the honey. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right, the legs, yeah. So you cook it up in such a way so that most of the bees, parts of the bees will float to the top, and it can be removed. And then if there are any other parts that you can't get out, So wherever they are, the bottle b'shishim. The shayla is ein mevatel isus lechatchila. You have to take every little bit of honey and investigate and check it. So it says no, atishkem brayer. That's not called. You didn't mix it in. I didn't take tray for bees. I didn't take tray for bugs and throw them in. Be amazing and miskat. It's not a violation of ein mevatel isus lechatchila.
But corn syrup, when making corn syrup, they used to boil up the corn syrup. They used to evaporate or cook up. So they used to have a piece of pork. By the way, I'm from Vermont, and dip it into the pot while it's boiling, so it shouldn't form over. and with a shayla, but everybody knows it'll kill us. But they didn't do it because they want to add that as ingredient to
that flavor
to eliminate the foaming.
Uh-huh.
So they were
right, that's also, it's not called, whenever you didn't intend to give that flavoring in, so the Pasuk can say that's not called Eino Vatan Nisim, even if Jews did it, that's not called Eino Vatan Nisim
HaChim. But in the case of the honey, based on our definition of what Pito is, it's not the
if it's Nika, then it's not a Taruvus at all. But Mestam, we assume that there are so many different particles in the honey, and you can't really distinguish between those that are treif and those that are kosher, so we assume that's also a Taruvus. That Taruvus would also be both. That would be a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. You can't identify which is which. So that would also be both. The Rambam's opinion that it starts from the Zmani Sechomitz and Er Pesach, but we don't pass like the Rambam. Since the whole Chumra of Mashahu is only with the Rabbanon, so we assume they were only Machmer on Pesach when it's an Issa Koris. But eating Chomitz and Er Pesach is only in Issa Lav, the most. Right. We may as well be choshish for the Rambam's opinion that Chomitz and Er Pesach is also the Mashahu. So that's why most other Jews are Makbid just the reverse. From Rashi's opinion, and they mark the bedavkit to bake the matzahs well in advance of their Pesach, so that whatever chometz mashahu there may possibly be will be bottled b'shish. We all know there are two types of matzahs: there are shmurim matzah and there are pshuta matzah. What is it all about? So that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that for the matzahs mitzvah, you're only yotze if you use shmurim matzah. What is that all about? So the pashtus is that there are two parts to this din. There's one aspect of shmurim matzah that it has to have an asiyah l'shma. Just like the Shammai's opinion by a sukkah is that the sukkah is only kosher if it was constructed l'shma. Achveis korban, you have to shech l'shma, and a get has to be written l'shma, and a sefer Torah has to be written l'shma. There are many different chepzes, shal mitzvah, that have to be prepared after l'shma. So we learn that from the pasuk, b'shmarta masal matzois, that the matzah shal mitzvah that you eat on Leil Pesach have to be baked, the asiyah has to be l'shma. What says the asiyah l'shma? Asiyah l'shma means when you make it into lechem. Asiyah l'shem lechem is only the Lisha and the Afiyah. That's all. Before the Lisha, or let's say in between the Lisha and the Afiyah, that already is not, that's not Asiyah. Harvesting the grain from the ground, that's not part of the Asiyah Samad, that's Hachan. It's not the Asiyah L'Shem Lech. And still the Gemara says that we're Makbid, that you even have to have Shmurim Mishaz Ketzir from the time that they harvested from the ground. You have to be careful for what? That's called an Asiyah L'Shma. L'Chor, that's where the Rambam gets his definition from, that Shmur has another aspect. Not only do you need Asiyah L'Shma, it's another requirement that you have to have shimur mechimutz, that you have to be careful that it shouldn't turn into chometz. And even though usually it's not going to turn into chometz, even if you leave it in the field in the middle of the summer, you know that it didn't rain, or even if it did rain, it's not going to sit in the rain for too long, the rain is going to roll off, and it's not, the kernels of grain have shells on them, so the rain is going to bounce off, so it's not really going to be bolad echimutz, but still that's a din of shimur, that you should have shimur mechimutz, for the matzah mitzvah. What do you need after shimur mechimitz for the matzah mitzvah? Shimur mechimitz, you should worry about all the matzahs for all Pesach. So the Magen Mishnah comments on the Rambam, that's right, according to the Rambam's definition of shmur matzah, that the shimur mechimitz, not asiyah l'shma, so the din really requires that you have to eat shmur matzah all 8 days of Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael, all 7 days of Pesach. I just thought, how can the Magen Mishnah say that's the Rambam's opinion? The Rambam himself quotes from the Riv. What happens if you only have one kezayis of shmura matzah, and the rest you have non-shmura matzah, you have matzah baked by goyim, v'tzeker shal nochem, made by goyim, so the Rambam quotes from the Riv, when do you eat the shmura matzah? So he says, you save the kezayis shmura matzah for the avikoyment, for the end, that's when you say the brocha, a whole cheshmen of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes with fairish that you're permitted to eat pshutas. Baked by goyim. So the Magen Mishnah says, yeah, even though the Rambam agrees that... Yeah, but the pashtus is that the goyim harvested it. Right, but the pashtus is that the goyim harvested it also. They didn't make any shimur mechimitz at all, but we know that it's not chometz. We look at it, we know that it's not chometz. And still, the Rambam says that you're permitted to eat that kind of pshuta, all of Pesach. So, how can the Magen Mishnah claim that you have to eat daf kishmur, all Pesach long based on the Rambam? So, the Magen Mishnah says, Avad, it is taka mitzvah l'chatchil according to the Rambam Shmat and Samat, to teach Shmur Matzah all 7, 8 days of Pesach. But if you can't, so then, fa'pam, so you can't fulfill that mitzvah. So you don't say you're forbidden to eat, Matzah, but I'll call upon him, there's another that Shmur Matzah, that you're not yet to the Kazai's Matzah on Leil Pesach, if it's not mishumer. It's a little bit doichek. Like Kitani said, why doesn't the Rambam just say, abstain from eating the matzah, so you won't violate, eat potatoes? Don't eat anything, right? But that's where Rav Meir Simcha in his Sefer Meshech Chochma on Chumash writes differently. He says that even according to the Rambam, there's a din of Shmurei Shimon Mechimutz, it doesn't apply all 8 days of Pesach. It says the Magen Mishnah is wrong. Aye, but the Svara of Shimon Mechimutz applies all 8 days? Man is done a little Pesach and the rest of Pesach, so he says no. What happens if a person eats matzah that was not Meshumah Mishas Kitzira? And it turns out, but even if it's not Meshumah Mishas Kitzira, the likelihood that it became Chometz is very far-fetched. The rule is that it didn't become Chometz. Why should you have to be afraid that it became Chometz? So if you go Basaroy, you have the right to assume that it's not Chometz. Yet, the Rambam writes that for the Kezayah Shal Matzah and Leil Pesach, you have to be medakbeg to check out to have the Shimur Mishas Ketzira. Why? So he explains, Rav Meir Simcha explains, what happens if somebody relies on the rov, the Ruv of the Leisa Kamon, that the stuff that he's eating is not Chometz. Then it turns out that it was Chometz. So what's going to be? So he's not, for sure he's not going to burn in Gehenna. The Aver that he did was B'Shege. But the question is, does he have the mitzvah of eating matzah or not? So Rav Meir Simcha distinguishes between the mitzvah as opposed to the Aver. What if a person thought he was doing a mitzvah of eating matzah, based on the assumption that what he's eating is not chametz, then it turned out al pi oynes that it was really chametz. So he says, nu oynes, so the violation of the yisur of chametz, he does not. Because oynes rachmana patre, oynes kemanda lo yoved, the act of the aveira of eating chametz that he did, is discounted. But can you say that alo pesach, since it was chishir lasis mitzvah, since he intended to eat matzah, and it turned out that it was chametz, can you say what's malal akasuv, kilu he ate matzah? No? If Yerushalmi says the oynis, command the ovid, lay armina. If a person didn't do something, machmas oynis, it's not considered as if he did do it. What he did, the avera that he did, the oynis, is discounted. You consider it as if he didn't do the avera. But you can't construct a maisa yesh meyayin based on an oynis. You don't say oynis, command the ovid. So Rav Simcha says that's the Rambam's opinion. True, you need shimur mechimud, but it's only needed for the kezayish shal matzah on Leil Pesach, because that's a mitzvah saseh. So if it'll turn, in the event that it'll turn out that the wheat that you use, the flour that you use, which was not Meshumah Mishas Ketzira, was really Chometz, it'll turn out that the mitzvah was Nishkin Mitzvah. So you weren't in kind of the mitzvah. So the Torah requires Lushmarta Mesa Matzah. But as far as the rest of Pesach is concerned, well, there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. It's just an Issa that you're not permitted to eat Chometz. So the worst that'll happen is that it was Chometz, but you did the best. You're not Mukhayef to check Mishas Ketzira. You can rely on the right. So there, there's no requirement for Shmura Mishas Ketzira. So he claims, or Meir Simcha claims, that there is no Rambam Shita. It's non-existent that you need Shmura Matzah all 8 days of Pesach. The Rambam agrees with all the other Rishonim. He claims the Magen Mishnah made a mistake, that there's no need for Shmura Mishas Ketzira all of Pesach. But many are makfid like that. The Chayyadim quote such a practice that people are machmir for the Shita Sarambam. The Briska are machmir like that. They eat only Shmura Matzah all 8 days of Pesach because they follow the Magen Mishnah, who claims that this is truly the Rambam's opinion. Right. The Gwen's opinion is even though there's no obligation to eat matzah all 8 days of Sukkot, but if you do, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a kima mitzvah. Mitzvah sorshus. Oh, it's another reason. It's another reason, right. But they don't do it because of the Gwen. They do it because of the Rambam. They're more in love with the Rambam than with the Vilna Gaon. On Erev Pesach, there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu that you have to destroy all of the chametz that you have. So the Minhas Chinuch has an interesting shaila. What if a person happens not to have any chametz? Is he obligated to go purchase some chametz in order to have something to burn or not? We know that before Sukkot you have to go buy lulav, and before Pesach you have to go buy matzahs in order to have what to eat. So maybe you have to go buy chametz in order to have what to burn. Maybe there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Minhas Chinuch presents it as follows. Is the din of Tashbisu a mitzvah saseh to burn the chametz? So then you have to go buy chametz in order to have what to burn. Or should you say no, that the din of Tashbisu is an isur asay. It's prohibited to have chametz around the house. If you don't have, it's the chavada good, but it's not a mitzvah asay. So he suggests that maybe this question as to whether Tashbisu, achba yamarishin, meaning er pesach, Tashbisu, sormi batechem, whether it means you should destroy the chametz that you have, or you should see to it that you shouldn't have any chametz. How do you understand the Tashbisu? It's an isur asay or a kiyum asay? So he suggests maybe this depends on the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that ain't v'yachametz ala b'sreifah, that the only way to fulfill a mitzvah v'yachametz is by burning. And the Chachamim say hash b'sasa b'choldos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah can only be fulfilled by burning, and if I destroy it in some other fashion, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, So obviously he's of the opinion that it's a real mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah saseh to destroy the chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Hasina, if you don't have any chametz, you'd be obligated to go buy some chametz in order to have what to burn. Hashenikin, according to the Rabbanon, the Chacham of the Rabbi Yehuda hold no. Has resasa b'chol dava. What does that mean? So the Min Hasina assumes that they hold that it's not a mitzvah saseh. It's not a mitzvah to burn your chametz. It's an iser saseh. You're forbidden to have chametz in your possession. You're forbidden to have chametz around the house. As long as you dispose of it, by hook or by crook, by one method or another, so you haven't violated the iser. So therefore, if you don't have any chametz, there's certainly no obligation, there's no mitzvah to buy chametz in order to have what to burn. The words of the Min Haschina are very difficult. Al pi pashtus, one can dingzach and say that even if you follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that envy of chametz al b'sreifa, it's a shayla tesis in the Rambam, how to paskin. The Rambam paskins that the Biyachamitz is the Chol Dover, and Taisus wants to say maybe the din should be like Rabbi Yehuda because you have so many Mishnayos about Zorfo that the way to fulfill Biyachamitz is by Shreif.
The problem with Shabbos is there based on that? You have to, I mean, you can do it like Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay. So whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos, they can. So you burn before. Whatever Chametz you have, you burn before. You won't be fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only fulfilled on Erev Pesach, right? This mana mitzvah of beer is only beyond Rishon on Erev Pesach. If a person burns his chametz today, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on Erev Pesach. In that case, Parfum, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. What can you do? You can't fulfill the mitzvah. So the words of the Min Haschinah are very difficult to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to go buy chametz in order to burn it is very shver. The pashtus is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah that's conditional. Let's say there's a mitzvah to have a mezuzah on your door. And what if I'm a bum who sleeps in the park, so I'm obliged to go buy a house in order to have a door, in order to put on a mezuzah? It's not right to be a bum who sleeps in the park. So let's say I'm not a bum. But I have a house that doesn't have a market. I have a house that doesn't have has a roof that nobody ever uses. So you're going to tell me I'm obliged to make a roof that people should be able to use in order to be obligated to fulfill a mitzvah market? If you can't, you can't. What's this? Let's say my wife, Bar Hashem, had a lot of children. So my first child was a daughter. So I never fulfilled the mitzvah of picking up beds. You tell me I have to go get rid of this wife and buy myself, get myself another wife in order to try to have a picking up bed. And if the next wife has a girl again, I have to get rid of that wife and try again to try to have picking up bed. Nishmuchid picking up bed. The Rambam calls a mitzvah so shus a conditional mitzvah. If your wife had a baby boy first, then you have a mitzvah picking up bed and hit the jackpot. She didn't have. Yeah, a lot of mitzvahs like that. They're conditional. If you have this, then you have that. If you have a house that you live in, then you have a mitzvah of mezuzah. If you have a roof that you use, then you have a mitzvah of mak. If you have chametz, then you have a mitzvah of tashbisa. You don't have chametz, you're going to tell me you're mechuyev to go. Mechuyev to go buy matzah, that's not a conditional mitzvah. Mechuyev to go buy tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. It's not a conditional mitzvah, it's conditional. If you have an arm, you have to put on tefillin. If you don't have an arm, you're not mechuyev to put on tefillin. If you don't have a head, you're not mechuyev to put on tefillin. So rosh, what do you
say?
Tzitzis also, mikir adin also not. If you don't have a four-corner garment, you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. So why do we go out of our way to buy a four-corner garment? So Tzitzis quotes the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Soita. That Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal takarish bochi, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, what was his desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? Chilecha mipiri over the zvei amituvo? But he wanted to sit there and swim in the river and the ocean or something. Moshe says, no, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah satliyiz boris. Aye, but they're only conditional. If you have a farm, then you mafresh trumas and mice, then you do that. So you see that a tzaddik should always go out, a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu should always go out of his way and strive to put himself in a situation where he becomes obligated to keep all the mitzvahs. A tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu should go build a house in order to have a mezuzah, in order to have a makkah and so on. That's a difficult thing. But putting on a four-corner garment, that's an easy thing for everybody to do. So even a tzaddik on a lower level should also try to do that. Everybody should try to have a four-corner garment in order to chapara in as many mitzvahs as possible. So the pashtus is that what the Min Haschinuch says is very shver. He says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to go buy chametz in order to have what to burn. The pashtus is shver. And the pashtus is that even the other half of what he said is also shver. He says according to the Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, that Hashbisas and the Chazavar, he would tend to believe that it's not a mitzvah at all. Tashbisa is not a mitzvah sasei. It's an iser asei. It's an iser to have chametz in your possession. It's not that it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. It's just an iser to have chametz in your possession. The pashtus says that that's very difficult. Even according to the chachamim, it's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz. Not just an iser asei. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbanan, al pi pashtus. Tashbisa is both an iser asei and a kiyum asei. It's both. Tosis says that one is forbidden men atera to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Where's the pasuk? So Tosis says tashbisu. The tashbisu implies that you're forbidden to eat it. You have to dispose of it in some fashion other than achila. So Tosis al pi pashtus is saying clearly that there's an iser asei in tashbisu. And the fact that Tashbisa was a kiyum maaseh, that it's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz, even according to the Chacham and the Rav Yudah, that it doesn't matter what form you use, pashtus even the Rabbanah holds a mitzvah. Go haraya, that when you bite a chametz, you say a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisim mitzvahnu al biyah chametz. Why do you say a bracha? What's the mitzvah of biyah chametz? You don't say the bracha al bedikas chametz, you say the bracha al biyah chametz. Why? Because the bedika is a haschal of the biur. So the bracha is recited not only according to Rav Yudah, even if you're all according to the Rabbanah and the Hashbisas of the Chazavar, you also say a bracha al biyah chametz. Why? Because Tashbisa is a mitzvah says it's not just an isves. The mitzvah says it to destroy whatever chametz you have. It's just a machlek zabin and Rabbanah whether you fulfill this mitzvah of destroying only if you destroy it in the form of Sreifa, or even if you destroy it Hashbisas of the Chazavar in other forms. But the chametz Rav Yudah also holds that it's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz. And Shulchan Aruch, there's a din, you have to, let's say a person is leaving his office before Leil Yudalit, or he's going on vacation, going to relative territory, so whatever, to Pesach, he's going to leave his home before Leil Yudalit. So the Gemara says he's still obligated to be by the chametz. The Gemara says that if you leave your home within 30 days before Pesach, even if you have in mind to be away to hold on to Pesach, you have to be by the chametz before you leave. And if you leave even before 30 days before Pesach, but you plan to come back before Pesach, you plan to come back in the middle of Pesach, then also you're obligated to be Beidik Chometz. On Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloikis when a person is Beidik Chometz well in advance, not on Leil Yudalit, does he recite a bracha or not? Machloikis in Rishonim, and in Shulchan Aruch, we pass him that no bracha is recited. Why is no bracha recited? Only if you're Beidik on Leil Yudalit? Because the full mitzvah of Tashbisu, you only fulfill when you Beidik the Chometz and you burn it on Yudalit. But if you buy the chametz today, I'm going away on vacation to Eretz Yisrael. I'm buying the chametz tonight, and I'm going to burn the chametz tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to take off to Eretz Yisrael. So that's not really the man of burning chametz. So the mitzvah of bi'ur chametz I don't fulfill. I but midi rabbanon, that's a takana. That's a takana midi rabbanon to be buy the chametz before you leave. And then have them burn it. Yeah, so then it's not right to say the bracha, it's too far in advance. The tziruf of bedika with the biur is if you do the bedika on Leil Yudalit, the biur is going to be on Yom Yudalit. So then that's the mitzvah bishlay musa. But if you do the bedika now and the biur is going to be later, so it's too far apart. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch passes that you don't recite a brach. But why, in general, why do you recite a brach on Leil Yudalit on the bedika? Because we assume the bedika is the haschal of the biur. So you see that you're saying a brach on the biur on the tashbisa. So what the tashbisa is the mitzvah says. The Mechas Chinuch says it's very shver. That according to the Chacham de Rabbi Yudah, there's no kiyum on mitzvah, it's only in Isres. How can I say it's only in Isres? How about it's a kiyum es? Because we assume Alpi Pashtus like that Bedikas Chometz is a mitzvah, and the fact is that the Machlek is in the Rishonim, whether the mitzvah Bedikas Chometz is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, or it's even a mitzvah in Atayra. How can anybody in his right mind say it's a mitzvah in Atayra? In fact, the Machlek is in Shulchan Aruch between the Machaber and the Ramah. How's the Paskin? The Machaber Paskins, that Bedikas Chometz is only with the Rabbanon. And the Ramah says no. The Gemara says B'dikas Chametz only with the Rabbanon only implies if you were Mevatel your Chametz already. So once you Mevatel is no Bal Yeroyah. But if it weren't yet Mevatel your Chametz, our practice is we're not Mevatel your Chametz until after the B'dikas. So calls man you weren't Mevatel your Chametz, and the Ramah assumes that the B'dikas Chametz is a Din Deraisa. What's an Afkamina Aloch Alamaisa where the B'dikas Chametz is Deraisa, the Rabbanon you have to do it anyway. Avada, how can you say it's deraisa? Where does it say in the Chumash? Avada, that's what the Ran asked. Where does it say in the Chumash that the bedikah is deraisa? So he says, no, the shaila is when the Torah says you have to destroy something, how much is included in that destroying? Does it mean search and destroy? Or does it mean, what chometz you'll do it? Whatever you know, you have to destroy. Whatever you don't know, so you're not mechuyev to destroy. Or do you say, no, you have to go look around to see where the chometz is and then to destroy it. That's where the Ran explains, because we have a din by biur avodah zarah, there's also such a din. You have to destroy avodah zarah, but the Gemara draws a distinction between the mitzvah of biur avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to biur avodah zarah in Chutz Lartz. In Chutz Lartz, the Gemara says, if you have an avodah zarah that's tachas yadecha, you have to destroy it. If you don't have avodah zarah tachas yadecha, or you don't know where the avodah zarah is, you don't have to go to zuchais avodah zarah and go destroy it. In Eretz Yisrael, however, the Gemara says, you have to go mimchapes to find the avodah zarah in order to destroy it. The mitzvah of biur avodah zarah includes the searching out of the avodah zarah. Abeiti abdun, the Gemara darshins from the kefal loshon. Abeiti abdun is kolam kamis shrov d'sham agoyim esaleim alahorim and so on. Abeiti v'hakakti abdun to search out the avodah zarah in order to destroy it. So the Ran in the beginning of Pesachim, in the first half of Pesachim in the Rif, the Afalach in the Rif, draws this parallel. then we can understand the opinion that Tosis alludes to, opinion that Tosis quotes such a view, that Bedikas Chometz, if you weren't Mevatel your Chometz yet, if you're Mevatel Chometz, then you yoytz everything. So then there's no Bayuot, there's no problem of Tashbis. But if you weren't yet Mevatel your Chometz, there's our practices. We're not Mevatel Chometz until after we finish the whole Bedikah. And after the Bedikah, then the Chacham and Mesach, and you have to be Mevatel. So since we weren't yet Mevatel Chometz, so the opinion of Tosis is that Bedikah is their Isa. Why? It's like Bior Avodah Zorah, included in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is to search out the Avodah Zorah, to search out the Chometz in order to be able to destroy. My nafkemina, I raised the question before, I mentioned it's Machlekes, the Mechaber, the Ramor, whether Bedikas Chometz is the Raisa, the Rabbanon, if he wasn't Mevatel. How can it be Machlekes, Mechaber, the Ramor? What's the difference, Halo Halamaisa? Whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, you have to be Mekayman anyway. A mitzvah, the Rabbanon, you have to be Mekayman anyway. A suffix. The Rav says that whenever you have a suffix by Bedikas Chometz, you have to go Lechumre, and you can't say Seika the Rabbanon. The Rav haven't told the Bedikas Chometz only the Rabbanon. But he says you can't go Lekula because the whole Bedikas Chometz was Niskan Meikor ala suffix. So here you see, if you have a Mokmish Machnisim by Chometz, you don't know whether there's Chometz or not. Maybe there's no Chometz at all. So why not say, what do you have to bother looking for? There may not be any Chometz, you may not find anything. So say Seika the Rabbanon Lekula. Why bother to look in the first place? So he says that exactly was the takanas chacham, not to rely on seikah the rabbanon lekula. To go lechumre b'makom asafik. So if you have a safik whether the house was nivdak or not, so the rabbi says also you would go lechumre. So what could possibly be an afkamina ledina where the bedikas chametz is the rice of the rabbanon? So on Shulchan Aruch they quote the following din from the Gemara that on leil bedikas chametz you're not permitted to eat before the bedikah. The Gemara says like there that he may get involved in eating, go to sleep, and forget to make bedikas chametz. And what if he started to eat? When he came home from shul, started to eat, and the dinner he has to be mafsig, and go to bedikas chametz. But what if he daven minchan, an early minyan, and he started to eat his chod heter? He started to eat at a time that he permitted to eat, and now it comes as man of leil bedikas chametz. Is he permitted to continue finishing his meal, and then it'll be bedikas chametz later? They say no. Once it comes as man of bedikas chametz, he has to be mafsig. So Shulchan Aruch they present that depends on the machlokes whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbana. If his chod heter, if it's a din deraisa. And even if it's chod heter, you have to stop. If it's only a mitzvah the rabbanon, then if it's chod heter, you're not mechuyev to stop. So that's the machleik, is the mechaber the ramuah. What if the fellow started eating supper mebod yom and yom yud gimel? Then it comes leil yud dalid, and it's the zman of the chametz. Does he have to stop eating and start being by the chametz? So can he finish his meal and eat another 15 minutes and eat slowly and relax and then be by the chametz later? So the ramuah is machmer on that. The ramuah says that bedikas chametz teicha the loy bitel adayin loy bitel is a din de araisa. And even if it's chod heter, you have to stop. This, it's because we assume that bedikas chametz is a mitzvah, either a mitzvah deraisa according to the rabbo, or a mitzvah de rabbanon according to the mechaber. It's a hemshech of the mitzvah of tashbisu, not a separate mitzvah. Whether it's menatar de rabbon, you say the bracha al bir chametz. You don't say the bracha al bedikas chametz. And the bracha al bir chametz really relates to the burning of the chametz later. So why do you say that bracha? It's all part of the mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu begins either with the rabbanon or with the raisa. It begins with the bedikah. And the beer, it's all one long mitzvah. So because we assume that this is all the hemshech of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's why in the Mishnah Berurah he quoted, it's not proper to be married. Let's say I have an apartment and I'm going away within the 30 days before Yom Tov, so the din is, it has to be by the chametz. So just like we have a date, let me make a mechiras chametz to the goy in order to avoid bayu or bayu matze. So let's make a dreidel in order to avoid bedikas chametz. I'm going to go away to a hotel or to the shvigah for the whole yom. I'm not going to come back. So what do I need this apartment for? If I plan to come back, it's by the chametz. Because I'm not allowed to use a room. I'm not allowed to use the office or the apartment that wasn't nivdak. But if I plan beferish not to come back, so why my lot of a lot of this will have to be by the chametz. It's going to take a couple of hours. Let me just rent the whole apartment to a goy. And the Gemara says, if I rent it to somebody else and I gave him a serious amavtech, I gave him over the key, and the deal was clinched before Leil Yudalit, before the Zman of Bedikas Chometz, so then the Gemara says, I'm not obligated to do Bedikah. So why shouldn't I be permitted to rent the whole apartment to a Nachri and become part of the whole din of Bedikas Chometz? So the answer is no, that's Harom and a Mitzvah. And the din distinguishes between Harom and a Mitzvah Sesei as opposed to Harom and a Mitzvah Sloy Sesei. Harom and a Mitzvah Sesei is not permissible. If I do a dreidel, normally I'm not, if I rent my apartment, I rent my apartment for a year, for 2 years, and then tak. I rented to a goy and I gave him the key, to a Jew, to a goy, whatever. So the din is, I'm not chayv to do bedikas chametz on the apartment. I gave over the mafteh before leil yudal, I'm not chayv. But here, in the normal course of events, I wouldn't rent my apartment. I'm going on my vacation, I'm coming back. I'm renting the apartment solely for the purpose of becoming pater from Bedikas Chametz. That's called harama. That's a legal fiction. So if I do a harama in order to avoid fulfilling a mitzvah, that's a blight. I didn't do the mitzvah. So all the pasuk will say, you're not allowed to do that, whether the mitzvah is the rice or the rabbana. That's the blight on our mitzvah. It'll turn out that you didn't do the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do that. Vashenikin, if you do harama from the chiras chametz, why do you do harama from the chiras chametz? In order to avoid Bal Yerua, I have a ton of chametz. Instead of, so if I keep it in my house, I'll violate the law of Bal Yerua by Moses. So instead of violating the law, I sell the chametz to Nochri, so I haven't violated the law. So as long as I avoid the law by hook or by crook, so I didn't violate the avera of Bal Yerua by Moses. So what's wrong? Harama, to avoid violation of an avera, is had the gomer. Harama, in order to become potter from a mitzvah, does tarminish. When we do mechiras chametz to the nachrim, we don't sell all of the chametz. If we would sell all the chametz that we have, and b'derech hateva on Erev Pesach, we would have had a lot of chametz left over, and we would have been obligated to destroy it, tashbisu. That would be a haram on a mitzvah seseh of tashbisu. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. But l'maisa, we don't do that. We sell 98% of the chametz, 99% of the chametz, and 1% of the chametz we leave. And that 1% of the chametz that we leave, we do destroy. So we are fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. Mitzvah tashbisu is not more bishleimuso. If I burn a ton of chametz as opposed to burning an ounce of chametz, as long as I burn the last morsel of chametz that I have, I fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu. What? It would have been a hida mitzvah to burn all the noodles and all the cakes and all the cookies and all the flour and everything. It's not more of a mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah to burn the last bit of chametz, whatever that last bit of chametz happens to be. See, if I have a ton of chametz and I didn't sell it, I have to burn everything. If I sold 99% of the chametz and I have left over one pound of chametz, so I burned that pound of chametz on the kind of mitzvah. So when I sold the chametz to the goy, there was a harama in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerua by Matzah. So that's okay. Harama to avoid violation of a lav is mutzah. But harama to avoid kiyam mitzvah, that when blighted on the mitzvah, that you're not permitted to do.
So you're not allowed to do that, to rent the whole apartment.
So to rent the whole apartment to a goy in order to be potter from Bedikas Chametz, Nikol Bakol, that's harama to be potter from a mitzvah. That's tarminish. What about this? A shayla mishnah brura. Person has a one-room apartment. So he fulfills the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz on one room. Another person is blessed with a big family, has a big home. He has 15 rooms, 25 rooms in the house. He has to do a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz on 25 rooms. He has more of a mitzvah of Shleimusa, being buddy 25 rooms, and this one person has one room? No. If you have 25 rooms that you're going to use, you have to be buddy 25 rooms. Oh. So what if I'm going away for Yontif, Teretz Yisrael? I don't want to be buddy 25 rooms, so I'll rent 24 rooms to the Nochri. Now, for the next month, and I'll be baidik one room. That's an ish kasha. I did, that's where the Mishnah Berurah quotes such an idea. I did a harame not to pata myself in the whole mitzvah. I did a harame to make it easier for myself to fulfill that mitzvah. So I'll have one room that I'll have to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. So that's like getting rid of 99% of the chametz, and I'll do the mitzvah of tashbisu. On the 1% that I'll leave over, I will fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. And a little bit of chametz here also, I'll fulfill the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. On the one room that I'll leave over. Right. Yeah. They didn't have any way to preserve chametz years ago. We have freezers, we have all kinds of packaged goods. Years ago, they used to bake bread and eat it. They didn't leave over for so long. They didn't have cookies sitting around for so long. They baked everything fresh. So around a couple of hundred, 200-300 years ago, they started the whole institution. I don't even know if it's so long. Maybe 200 years ago. They started the whole institution of Mechiras Chametz to the God.
Isn't the mitzvah the beer? We come out with the bedikah, it's just something that leads, so it's part of the beer.
The mitzvah, either the bedikah, either minatara or midrabanon, is the haskol of the mitzvah of beer.
But you can have the beer without the bedikah.
That you can have.
A person can have a lot of rooms, and he can keep himself some chametz. He goes away, he burns it, then Erev Pesach, where he is. I'm doing any bedikah.
Yeah, but then he lost part of the mitzvah. He lost the mitzvah of
bedikah. Then is that a part?
Yeah.
In other words, then he cleaned up and he doesn't make a bedikah, but keeps some chametz. Wouldn't be the entire mitzvah.
With the rabbanah for sure, it's min ha-Torah, it's only a mitzvah. If on Yom Yudalid I have a whole house and I don't know if I have chametz, so then you can say min ha-Torah there's a chiv to do bedikah and biyur. But if you don't have the house on Yom Yudalid, then you're not mechuyav. But with the rabbanah, certainly it's a harame to avoid the mitzvah bishlei musa with the rabbanah, the bedikah and biyur. So to sell a whole house, to rent a whole house in order to pata yourself from Bedikas Chametz, that's improper. But some poskim seem to say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achron like that, to sell or to rent most of the house and to maintain, to keep one room for yourself, to fulfill a mitzvah bedika in that room. That's the same as we do by mechiras chametz. We sell 99% of the chametz, and then we save 1% over in order to fulfill a mitzvah of biur on that. If I rented the room, if they gave me the key before Leil Yudalad, before the beginning of the night of the Dikas Chomes, then I'm mechuyev to rent. Then I'm mechuyev to be Boidei Chomes. They get it after, then the Balabos is mechuyev to be Boidei Chomes. The only thing is, if he didn't do it, then I have to. If he wasn't Boidei Chomes, then I have to. You have to ask him. The Gemara says you have to ask him.
He would not tell you
Rav Soloveitchik used to mention that chumer every year when he gave the Shir Maria, that it's not proper to sell chomet dogum gomer b'yen. Real chomet that's not the taruvis, it's not proper to sell. Why? Based on the other achrayinim. That some achrayinim have based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that it's improper to do haroma on dinim deraisa, and only on dinim derabbanon are you permitted to do haroma. So he said, Bal yirah bai motze and chomet b'yen is certainly an isa deraisa. And he said, deraisa bal yirah, you're not permitted to do haroma. But by Yeruah and Taruvah's Chometz is already a machlekes. The Rabbi Natam, quoted by Tosis in the first daf from Sochem in the beginning of Elu Oivrim, Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that Taruvah's Chometz only has by Yeruah mid Rabbanah. There's no by Yeruah deraisa and Taruvah's Chometz. And since according to Rabbi Natam, there's only by Yeruah deRabbanah, so it would be muta to be mar. And even though many Rishonim disagree with Rabbi Natam, that the Hodot is by Yeruah deraisa, even on Rambam disagrees, Rashi disagrees, is by Yeruah deraisa, even on Taruvah's Chometz. With respect to this Isur of being doing haram against the din deraisa, kemen zach falazan on the Rabbi Natam, kelai in the Rabbi Natam, and assume that's only a din derabban. Then the Balabatim would ask him, Rebbe, what about schnapps? Whether schnapps is chametz b'yen or chametz b'taruvis? So he said, besa nish tifrek. Better that you shouldn't ask, because he was of the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Mechab and Shulchan Aruch quotes, that schnapps and beer is considered chametz dog and gomet b'yen. It's not considered like deitaruvis. But the Pashtus is I'm not going to disagree with the Rav, but the Pashtus says that it's a difficult chumer, because the poskim of the Nesivis has a tshuva, and the tshuva of the Nesivis called Nachlas Yaakov, the first tshuva Aleph, to the Bechotcher Rav. So he writes that, I wrote in my sefer, the Bechotcher Rav picked on him, why he said, you're allowed to sell a chumer, he died haram on a derais. So he said, I wrote in my sefer, and all the Gedolei Ador were masking with me, and that's taloch, everybody holds like me, that's what he writes. It's mutter to sell your chumer, there's no reason why. So the Pashtus says that that's the deal, like I explained. The Nesivis doesn't exactly say that, but others explain like that. That there's a difference between haram and a mitzvah as opposed to haram and an isur. If you sell all the chametz and you don't leave anything over to destroy, that's haram and a mitzvah says it, that you're not allowed to do. But we don't do that. We sell 99% of the chametz, a little bit we leave over. So we fulfill the mitzvah on the last bit of chametz that we have. That's why the proper thing is that in Shulchan Aruch it says you can burn the chametz anytime you want on Erev Pesach in the morning. You can burn it if you daven at the 6 o'clock min, you can burn the chametz at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. There's a latest zman that you shouldn't burn the chametz too late in the day. You should burn it a little early. But there's nothing wrong if you burn it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Shaila is that today, everybody relies on Mechiras chametz. So the rabbi doesn't sell the chametz before 6 o'clock. He sells the chametz at 10:30 in the morning. So if the rabbi sells the chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning, if I'm going to burn the chametz at 6, it comes out, I didn't burn the last bit of chametz that I had. So how did I get rid of the last bit of chametz? The 99% is the last bit. I got rid of it by selling it to a nochri. So that's not a form of kima mitzvah tashbisa. Deinle Rav Yudah, deinle Rabbanan, I didn't fulfill it. Pashtus is that if you're going to rely on the rabbi selling the chametz for you, you cannot burn your chametz at 6 in the morning. You can only burn your chametz after you know the rabbi has already sold the chametz. So then you're destroying the last bit of chametz that you have. Shulchan Aruch says you can burn whenever you want in the morning. That's if you're not relying. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have this institution. They didn't have the practice of Mechiras Chametz. It's a recent Chiddush. So those who rely on this Chiddush of Mechiras Chametz should be makpid to burn their Chametz at the leave over. If they have to go to the office, they should give it to their wife or give it to their children, someone else. You have to give it to one who's bar mitzvah. You can't rely on a cotton to do a mitzvah there, right? But those who rely on Mechiras Chametz of the rabbi have to be careful. So you shouldn't have the Mechiras Chametz. Give it to the rabbi. Give it to the rabbi. The rabbi's going to sell the chametz and he's going to burn his chametz later.
When you make the rabbi a shidduch, you have to assume that he takes care of the new. You don't have to know exactly what time he's going to take care of it. If you're selling over to a shidduch to do something for you, you have to know exactly
I don't have to know, but we know that he's all the rabbanim sell a chametz on Erev Pesach late. They sell it the last minute because they wait. Maybe some, but there are always some balabatim who come the last minute. There's some balabatim who send in the shtar hashor to the rabbi in the mail. I'm Pesach. All the rabbanim get shtar hashor on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and then on Pesach and so on. It's a problem what to do. It's not proper to rely on a cotton. It's not proper to rely on a goy. The proper thing is to do the biur chometz. Are you there, Yisroel? One is a bar chiyuvah you can rely on. One is not a bar chiyuvah you can. To throw it in, that's okay. I mean, if I'm watching and I see the way he throws it in, it's good. But I should follow zech on him. I should give it to him and walk away and assume that he's going to take care of it. That does nish. You can't rely.
Maybe that thing is too much to sell to them. Why didn't it be selling to them?
Sell your chametz to the rabbi. Yeah, okay. Then this would be the last bit of chametz that I have. Okay, but that's not the practice. We don't have the practice to sell to the rabbi. We have the practice. We appoint the rabbi as a shliach.
If you make fiddle first, you still
have to do. Yeah. Even if you made bittle first, mid the rabbanon, you're not supposed to rely on bittle. You still have to do b'diku of biyur. So you still say the bracha. If you have bracha and a mitzvah mid the rabbanon, then for sure the b'diku with the biyur would only be mid the rabbanon. If you didn't do a bittle before, then the bedik is either midirais and the rabbanon, and the biur is certainly midirais. If the person is going away for yontif and will be in a different time zone, let's say he's going to California, he's going to Eretz Yisrael, to England, or whatever, so then there's a machlokes in paskin whether there's man of Balyarah by much, it depends on where you are or where your chometz is. So that's why those balabatim who go away on vacation should be careful and to a different time zone, not to going to the homework that's the same time zone. If you're going either to the significant area, significant distance to the east or to the west, so then the proper things you have to tell the rabbi, you should make a separate shtar mechiras chametz, so he'll sell your chametz before the earliest man, and he'll buy back the chametz after the latest man. Make sure that whether you go bust where the person is or where the chametz is, the person will not be violating by your by imas. For Pesach, not only do we have to have matzah, we have to have wine as well. We mentioned on different occasions that there's a machlokes or rishonim whether one is yoytze kiddush with the ayin mevushal. All the grape juice is mevushal. Many of the wines are also mevushal. That machlek is only regarding kiddush. Regarding abikos, it says the famous in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Yerushalmi, that one can be yoytze with the ayin mevushal. So the first cup, those that want to be machnas, so the first cup on Pesach night is the kosher kiddush. So that's the Rambam's opinion and the Gaonim's opinion that you shouldn't use ayin mevushal. So Leitchik said he was always machped about that. But the Shulchan Aruch says that it is okay. Shulchan Aruch, we pass on the ayin mevushal is good even for kiddush. The rest of the abikos is certainly good. If you have sugar added, then there's a further machlekes. Even if you should assume that your mevushal is no good, then there's a further machlekes whether with sugar added is good or not. Why? What's the issue? Because yain mevushal is no good for nisuch agabi hamizbeach. The Gemara in Baba Basra makes a statement that yain that's possible for nisuch is also not acceptable for kiddush. So the Rambam and the Gaonim claim that that's what it refers to, the yain mevushal, which is not kosher for nisuch hayain in the Beis Hamikdash, is not kosher for kiddush. All the other Rishonim say it's not true. It means that yain that's spoiled, yain shehel kmochim that has fashimel to wine, that's possible because it's meguna that's possible for nisuch. So that's possible for kiddush. It's because it's possible because it's cooked. So why should it be possible for kiddush? But that's how the Rambam and the Gaonim hold. And then the Rambam has machlekes with the Gaonim. What if you have sugar added? Because that would be possible in nisuch hagavi hamizbeach. Because of the din of sorah dvash lo isaktiru, you're not permitted to bring as a carbon any sorah dvash. So if you mix in sugar, the wine itself you have to bring, but if you mix in any other sweetener into the wine, that's already a violation of sorah dvash. So what if you want to use such wine for kiddush, would that be considered yayin, which is possible in asach agav yamizbeach? So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Gaon. There again, the Ikra Adin, we pass them that it's kosher. We pass them that even the mevushal is kosher. But there are those who are machlekes that if you have sugar added, they wouldn't use it for kiddush. What if a person doesn't enjoy drinking wine? Can he use grape juice? So Rav Soloveitchik always used the taina that it's preferable that he should use grape juice, because the Rambam, quoting the Gemara, says that abikosis is a double mitzvah. Not only is it a mitzvah of a brocha lakos, like kiddush, like avdola, like chasana, like shevet brochas, recite a brocha lakos, it's also a mitzvah of demonstrating derech eres, that I'm a free man and I'm having a toast, I'm drinking a lachayim, and it has to be a shtiyo. Areva has to be a pleasant tasting drink that I enjoy. If the fellow doesn't enjoy drinking wine, so what kind of a demonstration of cheres is that? That he shows that he's a free man by choking on the wine, by getting sick by drinking wine. So Rav Soloveitchik said that if a person enjoys grape juice and he doesn't enjoy wine, so bedavki he should use grape juice for the abrikosis. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zuchan Lebrach, always used to tie the just to be verse. That since the whole idea of abrikosis is derech cheres, that you show that you're drinking a lechayim, It has to be an intoxicating beverage. Let's say a person has a simcha and he wants to have a toast. He's going to make a toast over tomato juice, he's going to make a toast over orange juice. He makes a toast over schnapps, over liquor, over wine or something, a beer. Something that's intoxicating. You don't make a lachaim over grape juice. Grape juice is not a midah d'mishakeh. So that's where Moshe Tainet, that punk faker, that even though grape juice would be good for Kiddush Abdullah and for anything else, it's regular wine. But Fabi Kois, it has to be derech eros. You have to dafke drink something that's an intoxicating beverage. Many people are makbid dafke to have yayin levushal on Pesach because you have relatives over who are not so observant. And the Gemara says that a nochri who handles wine, Jewish wine, asses it. Maga hanochri asin makes it into stam yenim. And in the Yeridei, we task him that even if a Jew who's muma dina kakum handles wine, he also asks the wine. This is a big machlokes. Many poskim were of the opinion that even if you have a mumar hazina ka'akum, it doesn't apply to asking wine, because we know that he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, and the whole reason why the goy asks wine to magoy, if the goy manufactures wine, then we're not permitted to drink it, even if he didn't handle it, many poskim hold, because of the gzeir of chasnus, he may marry his daughter. But if the goy handles my wine, what are we afraid of? What kind of chasnus? I manufactured the wine. It wasn't manufactured by the goy. So that's also because we're afraid that maybe he was menasachit l'shem Avodah Zarah. Just because a Jew is Mechal Shabbos Befehesia, the Jew is an Apikoris, he doesn't, how does it come to be an Oivet Avodah Zarah? So you have to worry that maybe he was Menasach the wine. So there were Gedolim in Europe who held like that, Abdavid Kalina and some others held like that, it doesn't ask for the wine. But in Shulchan Aruch state Beferish Vakeh, Shulchan Aruch Yeredei, Hilchas Tam Yenim, it says Mefurish, black and white. Mechabe quotes the Chuvas Arashba, and Taisis and Gittin says like that, that a Mumer Dina Ka'akum does ask the wine with Magoy. So the Pashto says that that's the way we pass. So the proper thing is that one should be machmir for that. Before Pesach, if you have chametz v'kekelim, so you have to kasher for Pesach. The Gemara says if you can afford, you shouldn't kasher. The Gemara says the Amoraim says if you can afford to buy Pesach bigger dishes, it's not proper to rely on hagola or libun or anything. You should buy new ones. If you buy new ones from the goy, of course, you have to be tevil kel. There's a din of tefilas kel. Tefilas kelim is deraisa on metal kelim, and it's a din derabanan on glass kelim. And that's why the poskim say it's not proper when you sell your chametz to the goy, it's not proper to sell the chametz to the kekelim. You should only sell the chametz and not the kelim. If you sell the pots and the pans and the spoons and to the goy, then you buy it back after Pesach, then you have to do tefilas kelim all over again because the kelim belonged to a goy for a week. When you want to do the tefilas kelim, the Prima Gadim points out many people send their children. The mothers are busy, so they send the kid that he should go to the mikvah. So if the child, the boy or the girl, is not bar mitzvah, I'm not bas mitzvah, you cannot rely on them for tefilas kelim because they have no nemonis. It's a chakotin. And even with respect to tefilas kelim, the rabbanon, let's say on glass dishes and glass glasses, glass utensils, but the tefilas kelim is only the rabbanon, the din still is that the cotton has no nemonis. The only din is, if the cotton is already bar mitzvah and he tells me that he was table of kelim yesterday, so with respect to din of the rabbanon, he's nemon. A cotton shehigdil, and he tells me now after he's a bar mitzvah, that last week he was Tevel Kalim before his bar mitzvah, so with respect to Tfilas Kalim Rabban, he would be believed. With respect to Tfilas Kalim Rais, he wouldn't be believed. But you don't have such a hechetim, so you send the kid, you buy the thing on Erev Pesach, send the kid to the mikveh to be Tevel Kli, so you want him to tell you today whether he was Tevel. What, are you going to wait till next week, and then time next week he was Tevel today? So the din is even with respect to Tfilas Kalim Rabban, and it says, the Prima Gadim quotes the halacha, you have to make sure that you have a gadol, a child who is bar mitzvah, be Tevel Kalim. So the common practice is that we don't kasha kelim for Pesach, we buy new ones. Except for the bechas, you're not mechuyav to go, if it's too expensive, you're not mechuyav to go buy a whole new set of bechas. Let's say if you have glasses that you really didn't use for Pesach, you really didn't use them for chametz. So it's also expensive to go, you have no room in the house to have so many different things. So if it's certain things that are too bothersome, too cumbersome, or too expensive to buy a whole new set, so that we say that you can kasha for Pesach. Plastic is a machlokes whether you can kasher for Pesach. So generally speaking, we're machmir the plastic. We don't kasher for Pesach. Treifas we would be making. That's how many possible. If you have a treifas thing that's from plastic, so that you could kasher. But for chametz we're machmir. Glass is also a machlokes. The mechaber the Ramah. The mechaber is of the opinion that glass is not boleya. The pashtus is that it's so. We know that glass is not boleya. All kinds of glass. Rishonim say that glass is not boleya. The Ramah is machmir for that opinion that holds fakir, the minority view, which doesn't really correspond to the Metzias. It's a very shver chumra. That glass is boleya. Not only is it boleya, we treat it as if it's klicheres, and you can't even do hagolah on it. You can't even do hagolah on the glass. So the minig by the Ashkenazim is that we're machmer like the Ramah, that we say that the glass is boleya. But many poskim, later poskim, say that the chumra of the Ramah is only going to get to chumra. only machman glass, and he gets the chomes, but he gets the traces, but machalim is something. We assume, even according to the Ramah, that glass is not balei, because the fact is that it is not balei. Shulchum the chomes, we make believe as if, even though we know that it's not balei, Taisus and all of Hashem say that glass is not balei, we make believe as if it is balei. So let's say for Pesach, if you have glasses that you may have used for schnapps or beer or something, and you want to use the glasses for Pesach, and it's too much of a tircha to go buy a whole new set of glasses for Pesach. So if it's not too much of a tircha, then the Gemara says buy, if you can afford it, so the Gemara says buy new ones, don't kash. So what do you do if you have these glasses and it is too much of a tircha? How do you kash them? So the common practice is that if you know that the glass wasn't balea, aydei chamin, the Shulchan Aruch says there are three ways to kasher trei for pats or chametz kelim. Either aydei libun, let's say if you broil trei for meat on a broiler, then the way to kasher it is aydei libun. If you cook trei for soup in a pot, then the way to kasher it is that you don't need libun; it's sufficient with hagola. These two forms of kashering kelim are written in chumash. It says kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh b'torah, kol davar sheyavo b'mayim, kol asher lo yavo ba'esh tavir b'mayim b'torah. There's one form of kashering aydei hagola, one form of kashering aydei libun, and the klal is kibolo kach polto. Then the Gemara has, the Babu and the Shami have, there's a third form of kashering that's called kovush kibolo kach polto. If something was balea b'tzayna aydei kovush, the whole bali only was kovush kibavushal. I may have had schnapps of beer in this kli for 24 hours, and the Gemara has a rule that kovush kibavushal, it's also a form of balea. So I say again, a third klal, kibolo kach polto, if the whole balea was only aydei kovush, then I can chase out the balea aydei kovush as well. How do you chase out the bli aydei kovush? And then the Gemara says you have to mila v'yirui gimel yomim. You have to soak it for 72 hours, changing the water every 72 hours. You soak it for a little over 24 hours, and you soak it again for a little over 24 hours, and then you soak it again for a little over 24 hours. So I call a little over 72 hours. Where does that come from? Vasep is soaking for 3 days. So the Bishesu quotes one opinion that you only say kovush kemavushal if the beer was soaking in the glass for 72 hours. But I understand kibolo kach polta, the same way the bliya went in, that's the way to get the bliya out. You have to have mila v'ira, you have to fill it up gimel yomim. But this opinion about the gimel yomim al bifashtus is not correct.
But that doesn't mean, in other words, if you have a frying a broil, you don't do it as long as how long it is cooked. You have faith it's cooking there for 2 hours, you have to do hagola for 2 hours. But there's no correspondence.
There is a correspondence. You have to do the hagola in the same way that it could have had a bliya.
Yeah. I broil something for an hour. I don't have to leave it for an hour to get it out.
No. It could have been balea in 1 minute. But over here, where it couldn't be balea unless, if you say it couldn't be balea.
24 hours.
Oh, that's the machlokes. If you say like this one opinion that the Beis Yosef quotes, the Kovish Kamulusha was only if something is soaking for 72 hours. Then we understand why kibola kach polta, why you have to soak it for 72 hours. Because the same koyach that you need to be mavliya the treifis, you need that same koyach to be mafliya the treifis. Shaila that we paskin, not so. We assume that as kavish kumavushal, the Gemara says, is 24 hours. So why do you have to be soaking the glasses for 72 hours in order to take out the bliya? It's not good to cash. I don't know exactly, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says, that you only apply kibolo kach polto to determine what form of kashering you need, whether you need libun or you need hagola or it's efficient with mida v'ira. But once you have that form determined, then how exactly you have to do the form of kashering has its own rules and regulations. How do you get out the treifas? For mashal, let's say I have an item, I have a kli which I used to broil treifas on, I used to broil chametz on. But I never had it so hot. It was only 210 degrees. I never made it 500 degrees hot. So the din still is, most of the possible the din still is, that when you do libun, you have to do libun to the point of mala nitzotos. You have to have the real heat all the way up. It's not enough if you make it slightly hotter than it was at the time that it was balea. Why? Aye, but it was never balea more than that. That's talocha. You just take kibola kapol to determine which form of kashering you need. And now how hot does it have to get in order to do the hagola, in order to do the libor, in order to do the midi yirui, then it has its own rules and regulations. How do you accomplish removing the tray for bliya?
I say kovish kumavushal, so why can't you do kumavushal? Kovish is kumavushal, so you should be able to do kumavushal, take out the
right, so if it's a klima teches, then we say anachinami, that whenever kovish kumavushal would help to take out, let's say a person has a metal pot, which he was soaking chomets in, used to soak cookies and water, whatever, Kavish Kamevushal. And a Chapsach on the Erev Pesach in the morning, he realized Givaldi, he forgot, and he needs that pot for Pesach, and he forgot the Kashrut by soaking it 3 days maize later. And it's already too late, he can't soak it now, it's already going to be into Pesach. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can do Hagolah. Whatever you can do, middle of year before, you can do Hagolah. With the exception of Kli Cheres, because Hagolah doesn't help on Kli Cheres or on glasses. We're Machma Ashkenazma, Machma for the Ramah. And glass we treat as if it's Kli Cheres, you can't do Hagolah. And the only thing that you can kasher, the only form of kashering that works on a Kli Cheres, is the middle of year Gimel Yom. Are they stating anymore? The end of Avodah Zarah. The middle of year does work on a Kli Cheres. That's why we use meal of year to soak it in water for 74 hours, 72 hours, changing the water every 24 hours. We use that on glass.
That's only if the glass got covered
in kovush. Only if it became kovush. Like the chamel wouldn't help. The Ramah would be machmir that you couldn't cash it in the face. Right. Taisus presents a problem. Taisus in Menachos, another place, presents a problem that the chickens in Europe used to eat grain. And the grain would go into the belly of the chicken, and then when you would be cooking your chicken or cooking your soup, on Pesach you may find kernels of grain. Sometimes the kernels will be cracked open, sometimes they won't be cracked open, and it's being cooked in water, and it could be that it's boli dechimut. So what do you do? So Tosis raises the question, well, maybe I should say, since it went into the belly of the chicken, it's considered kimuukol, it's considered as if it's digested, and once it's kimuukol, so it's no longer oichel, it should be no longer considered oichel, as we have a din legabi tumah. That if I make a kli out of golol, out of tzoa that comes out of the behemoth, so such a kli is not mekabel tumah. Kli avonim, kli adoma, kli glolim is not mekabel tumah. So kli glolim is a kli that's made from tzoya. In Europe, they still make kelim in Russia. They still make kelim from tzoya. Adayam is that they use it for food. They make kelim like that. So such a kli is not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says in Menachos on Daf Samach Bez, that if you make a kli out of something that went through a behemoth, ate something, and it came out the other end, and it's still intact, it wasn't affected at all by the whole digestive system. So the Gemara says, Machnish Tais, that's called kli glolin, and such a kli is not a kabbalah. Let's say a behemoth ate strips of wood, and went in the mouth, and it came out the other end, even though the strips of wood are still intact, and you weave them, and you make a kli out of them, that's not called a kli ate, that's called a kli glolin, because since it went through the whole digestive system, so it's called golin, it's called soya. The Tosafot says that just like over the evening, it wasn't affected at all by the digestive enzymes. Nevertheless, it's called muko. So maybe when I get to macholos asuris, I should declare also that it's kimuko dami, and it cannot become chamit. So Tosafot says not true at all. When I get to macholos asuris, it's only called muko if it's in mitzius nifsal miachilos sodom. On the gavi chamit, it even has to be nifsal miachilos akela. When I get to tumah, it's a different din. Whenever it went through the whole digestive system, even if it was unaffected, it's called klei glolim. But again, the macholos asuris, it depends on the mitzvah. That's why last Pesach there was an issue with the vinegar. If you have wine that's manufactured by goyim and then it's converted into alcohol and the alcohol is converted into vinegar, is that vinegar treifa kosher? So the pashtus and all the poskim, of course, is that it's treif. So one of the rabbanim came up with a new einfal. Maybe it's kosher because how do you get the vinegar? Bacteria. What happens to mitzvahs is that the bacteria swallow the alcohol and they excrete vinegar and it's a waste product. So it's like Meirag lime. So since it's Meirag lime, so it's Mukul. So it's Mukul, so it's Mutab Achila. So those who know Yeridea, those who know Gemar Yeridea, know that it's a big joke. What do you mean it's Mukul? If you have Meirag lime that's drinkable, that's edible, but people don't drink vinegar. Everybody uses vinegar to cook in. That's what they sell the vinegar for. They use it for food products. It's not Nipsum Achila Sodom, that's Royal Achila. So how can you say it's not like Tumah? That's what it says in Taz. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about, let's say, if you milk a cow, so the milk is kosher. If you milk a pig, so the milk is treif. Why? Because it's Yotzim and Asa Rizot. So the Gemara discusses, what about Meirag Laim Shal Chamor? No, it's manufactured by a Chamor, so it should be treif. Like the milk that comes from a Chamor should be treif. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, Meirag Laim Shal Chamor, it's not Royal Achila. The Gemara says, no, maybe it is Royal Achila, maybe it's not Royal Achila. The Gemara discusses, is it Royal Achila, is it not Royal Achila? If you would fill up a cup of Meirag Laim Shal Chamor, put it on a table with ice cubes in it, you have to see, would people drink it or not? Don't tell them what it is. If you tell them what it is, of course they're not going to drink it. Just fill it up, put it on a table, would they drink it or not? So the Gemara is not sure whether people would drink it or not. So what's the Shaila? But if it went in one end and it came out the other end, so it's Muko. So you see, from the Gemara, there is no such thing, Muko. Whatever goes in one end comes out the other end is Muko. It's not true. It depends on the seasons. Is it Royal Achilas or not Royal Achilas? The vinegar is a Royal Achilas. They sell it in all the stores. They cook with vinegar. So how can anybody knows Yeridea knows that it's not correct? The Chalitzon.
Rabbi, What does it have to do with Christ?
So Taisa says you have a big problem on your hands, that if you have kernels or grain, it's not always going to happen. So they say you should remove the whole belly out and make sure that you don't get involved in the shilos. And many communities in Europe and Hungary, different communities in Hungary, they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach. They would only eat meat, even though it's so much more expensive. They wouldn't eat chicken because of this chashash that they may get involved. In the days of the Balei HaTaisus, it's clear in Germany, for instance, that they did eat chicken. They just were worried about what to do if you find the kernel of grain floating in your soup. But later, in later generations, in some communities, the Achronim write that they developed this minig that they wouldn't eat chickens at all in order not to get involved in the shiloh. The shiloh is that it's not a takana d'rabbanan, it's only a minig. So what about now in America that they don't feed grain to the chickens, they feed corn. They give corn on the cob. They don't, not corn. In Europe, they used to call it corn. Corn was grain. But in America, they feed corn on the cob. They don't, the kidneys, they don't feed the chickens grain. It's too expensive. So the whole reason for this minig doesn't apply. So would you say it's a dovish of the minyan tzav minyanachal atiro? That when the chachamim make a takona de rabbanan for reason X, even if that reason doesn't apply any longer, the takona still applies. Does that klal apply to minhagim as well? Or not? This is only a minig. So the Rashi writes in the beginning of Beit, so that's not. Rashi writes on the Gemara regarding on the Pshenish Al Govius, that we in Chutzlots observe an extra day Yontiv. So the Gemara says that extra day Yontiv is not a real Sveika Derais. Even as Manche Kitchel Theory, and they really didn't know when Yontiv was, it wasn't a Sveika Derais. The Nitzivan Chumash writes that they always went Basar Roiv. The Roiv years, Ador HaSamach Lenissen was Choser. Ador only had 29 days. And Roiv years, Elul had 29 days. Elul rarely, rarely ever had 30 days. Shaila in the days of Ezra had 30 days. Did it ever have 30 days? Yes, to the days of Ezra. Today we never have Elul that it should have 30 days. So the Bizman Shekitchel period, they went Basar Roiv. The Roiv years, they assumed that Ador only had 29 days and Elul only had 29 days. The whole idea of observing it on the Pshenish Al Golis is not their rice. Either it's the Rabbanon or it's Minig. The Rashi learned that this is a Machlokes HaMaharim. But the Yantuk Shenish Al Golis, when it was observed, was a Din de Rabbanon or it was a Minig. And then Rashi learned to the Gemara, what's an Apkemina Halacha Lamaise, whether it's a Minig or a Din Rabbanon, you have to observe it anyway. So he says, what if you switch from Kiddush Al Pi Ariyah to Kiddush Al Pi Achezben? And there's absolutely no reason at all to observe Yantuk Shenish Al Golis Bizman HaZeh. So should we still continue to observe it or not? So the Gemara discusses that. So Rashi learns the Gemara, well, it should depend. If it's a Din de Rabbanon, so Dovish B'min Yisach Me'nachal Atira, even though the reason no longer applies, the Din de Rabbanon should still apply, unless someone's going to get up, another Bezin will get up, and repeal that Din de Rabbanon. But if it's only a Minig, once the reason for the Minig no longer applies, then the whole Minig falls apart. So Rashi writes B'feirish like that, that on Minhogim there is no Din of Dovish B'min Yisach Me'nachal Atira. So that's why many Rabbanim say that even those who come from those communities, where in Europe they didn't eat chickens because of this chashash, it never was a gzera de rabban, there was only a minig. So since it's only a minig, and the reason for the minig doesn't apply to zman hazeh, so the whole minig doesn't apply.
What's the shah about milk? You always check milk before Pesach because it's above the fluff. What's the shah on Pesach? Where is the chametz coming from there?
No, if the cows are fed chametz on goyish farms, if they feed chametz to the cows, and if the cow wouldn't eat any food at all, then it wouldn't be strong enough to manufacture the milk. So the milk is not considered Yoytzim in Ha'asar and Amuta. That's called the Zeh de Zeh Goreng. The milk is manufactured by the cow. It's here of the food that the cow eats. So part of the food that the cow eats that gives it a major part of its nourishment is the chametz. So then the shayla is the milk is Zeh de Zeh Gom. So what's the din of Zeh de Zeh Gom? So the Pashto says Zeh de Zeh Gom is Muta. Gemara says that it's Muta. So the Taz has a Chumra. That Zeh de Zeh Gom is Muta, the Ran writes in Masechas Avodah Zarah, is based on a din of Bitul. So whenever you have an Isa like chametz, which is not batel, chametz is ramashu, then the din of Zeh de Zeh Goreng being batel, being mutar, also wouldn't apply. So if the behem ate chametz b'pesach, the behem ate chametz, let's say on the first day Pesach, and then they milked the cow, and the cow only had the correct to manufacture the milk because of eating the chametz, and then they sell that chametz in the store on chalamoy, then they sell that milk in the store on chalamoy, according to the Taz, you're not allowed to drink that milk. So whatever milk you buy before Pesach, even if the cow ate chametz kodem Pesach is bottle. So kodem Pesach, Zeh de Zeh Goreng is muta. But on Pesach, there's a chumra of the Taz. That's why some are makpid to buy all the milk before Pesach. If they buy milk on Pesach, they buy with a hashgacha. The hashgacha meaning that somebody, if it's a reliable hashgacha, that somebody was watching on the farm to make sure that the behemoths weren't eating chametz on Pesach. Not kodem Pesach, doesn't matter. That the behemoths weren't eating chametz with Pesach, so it's not an issue of Zeh de Zeh Goreng. No one's watching on the phone.
I don't think that was the case yet.
Okay.
Actually, though, today, the time to go get there until it gets to the store, there's a quick time span.
It takes a long time, yeah. But if you, let's say, by the end of Chol HaMoed, you try to get lost in the beginning. It takes 2 or 3 days.
But,
3 or 4 days.
Isn't the Achan Shal Pesach already a year before the Mashishah?
No.
No?
Achan Shal Pesach is also the Mashishah.
It's the same one way to be Paschal Shabbos Achan Shal Pesach.
Not that Mashu doesn't apply. Other cool.
Other cool.
You have other shilas that you can make
on Achashul.
It helps a little bit. It's what to be make or more, but it's still Mashu. Still a Mashu. I just wanted to mention about egg matzahs. What's the whole issue about egg matzahs? So to use egg matzahs for Lel Pesach for the Seder is certainly not acceptable because Allah says that matzah shira is no good. What about to eat egg matzahs for the rest of Pesach? What's wrong with matzah shira for the rest of Pesach? Matzah muvushalot, you can eat the rest of Pesach even though it's Ashir. So what's wrong with egg matzahs? So the Gemara says, and daf lamed vav, the Gemara has two statements from Sof. One statement, that may peris ein machmitz. The good, if you mix in apple cider with flour, ein machmitz and can be kalfam. Then there's another Gemara, and the next daf, lamed zayin, that says that may peris with flour is memahil lahachmitz. It'll become chametz faster than in 18 minutes. Regular water with flour becomes chametz in the sheer meal, 18 minutes. If it's made teres, it's memayla hachman. So Tesis says that upright Rashi has Tesis there. So Rishonim, the stira gemura. Here it says that it's not machmitz at all, and there it says that it's memayla hachman. So the Rishonim have two answers on the kash. Some Rishonim say that made teres alone is zero. It's a machmitz. The made teres mixed with water, not only is that machmitz, it's gorgefella. That's memayla hachman, and you won't be able to control. But if that's the case, so today the way they make the egg matzahs, they don't use egg bichlal. They only use apple cider, and they don't have any water at all, and when they rinse off the apples, they don't crush the apple, they don't squeeze out the cider until they dry off the apple, the market. So it doesn't even have any water mixed in at all, it's only pure apple cider. So then it wouldn't be makfin, so it's akasha atap and akasha lefel, nothing to discuss, so the egg matzahs will be a thief. So there is, and in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend we should be choshish for the other opinion in Tosfos. That what? Rashi's view, that even may peris alone is memahir lahachmas. So the Gemara says may peris enach mitzin at all, zero. No, that means that it won't become chametz dog and gomor, that if you eat it, you should be chayv koreis. But the beginning of the chametz process, it will happen. That's called chametz nukshin. Chametz is not in 1 second. You leave it for 18 minutes, and bang, it becomes chametz. You leave it for 18 minutes, nothing happens. Then after 18 minutes, you can begin, it can begin the chametz process. It's probably not going to begin after 18 minutes either. It's going to take mistame 45 minutes or an hour for it to begin. Unless you have yeast, but if you don't have, you just mix flour and water, it's going to take a long time. And then from the time that the chimitz process begins till the chimitz process is ended, it takes right to another couple of hours. So if the chimitz process is completed, then it's chametz dog and gomer, then if you eat it on Pesach, it's kurus. If the chimitz process began but didn't complete itself, that's called chametz nukshe. That's a machlekes hatanaim in the middle of Eilu Avim, where they're eating such chametz with Pesach is an issa derais and issa derabbana. But that's called chametz nukshe. So Rashi's opinion is that if you have made peris alone mixed with flour, you have to be afraid that maybe it's memayla lahachmas. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that even on Mikra Din we really don't pass like that. That's why for cholim is kenev will be matir egg matzahs. But for healthy people, the proper thing is to be machmir, not to use egg matzahs all of Pesach, because of Rashi Shita that maybe it's memayla lahachmas.
But the fact that I think before we learned, you said this is worth. That you don't go
shows money
at night.
When is Chatzos?
It's always midnight at night. Is that so?
No,
the Pashtus says you measure from sunset till sunrise. Some Paschim say you measure 12 hours after Chatzos Hayom. Well, half an afkamina is 6 minutes or so. Not too much of an afkamina. But Moshe has an awkward shita. Moshe had a very strange shita that he used to back out every couple of years, and he went back again to his shita. The Chatzos Hayom always stays the same. The Chatzos HaLaila all year long stays the same. It's very sure. I don't think anybody else has like that. Moshe also used to back out every couple of years, and he went back again. His son used to say about that, that his father has a chronic illness, that he always goes back to that funny shita about the Chatzos. Every couple of years he would go back to that. He wrote in his shita that Chatzos Hayom always stays the same. Okay, we'll leave that next week. I'd like to discuss the Yanim of the Shaykh. Monday night, regular time, Monday night.